Life is a lot like beekeeping. Beekeeping isn't easy, and at times can be downright tough. Sometimes you feel like you're on an island, that you're not making a difference, and that you're on your own. But just remember, the darkest hour is just before dawn. There are those out there shining a light, being the change, and being a lighthouse. You're not alone. There's an incredible community of folks who want to help, who want to lift you up, and want to see you do well. Like the honeybee is to the hive, we're better together. With hard work, if we work together, and with a little help from above, all things are possible. It's not just about keeping bees. It's about being our brother's keeper. Be the lighthouse. Welcome back to another Stream Team Beekeeping Chat with Bruce Jenny of Bruce's Bees, Brian Coper of Castle Hives. I'm Greg Burns here at Nature's Image Farm. And welcome. Thanks for joining us tonight. If you're tuning in live for the Beekeeping Chat, if you're tuning in from the podcast later or a replay, welcome and thanks for being here. Tonight is a very special stream. And there are some times in life where you are just right in the middle of something special and you can feel it. You can feel it growing and blossoming. And to be a part of something like that is absolutely an honor. Cayman and Laurel Reynolds have really helped to spearhead one of the greatest beekeeping movements of all time, especially of our time. The community, the collaborations and friendships that have blossomed from their vision, their dedication and sacrifice have been a lighthouse to many all across the globe. There's some changes coming with Cayman and the conference, and tonight it's absolutely our honor to have Cayman Reynolds on to talk about the future of Cayman and his beekeeping conference. Cayman, welcome to the Stream Team Beekeeping Chat. We're glad you're here.
Wow. Thanks for having me on, guys. I've gotten shiver bumps so many times listening to that intro, and you know, it's always a pleasure to be with you guys. Even you, Greg. I appreciate you guys, and Wow. Just, again, shiver bumps and all that kind of stuff. It's, I hope you guys are doing good.
Doing good.
Yep. Yep.
Cayman, there's been a busy season for everybody. And, I think a lot of us, want to, on behalf of all of us, thank you, and Laurel, and your team for putting yourself out there, to put such an incredible event and help build this community and turn it to what it is. You know, these things, as they grow and they develop, changes happen, and a lot of folks are kind of just itching to find out, you know, what's new, what's the latest with Cayman's conference. So, Cayman, what can you tell us? What's new with your conference?
Well, I have some information to share, and I'm not too excited about it, but, you know, here we go. So, Laurel and I, as of, you know, now and for, we are no longer with Hive Life. We have nothing to do with it. Anything that folks see about Hive Life in the future, that is going to not be us. So it still will go on, as far as we know at this point. And so I just want people to understand that Laurel and I are no longer a part of that. That's what's going on right now.
I know there's only probably so much that you can get into, and we respect that. What can you tell us about the future of the beekeeping conference that you and Laurel have tirelessly and put so much effort and time into? What can you tell us about the future of the Cayman Bee Conference?
Well, I've got some exciting stuff to share, but to give a little context to the situation, you know, obviously, things don't always go as planned, and there's a lot of things that people don't know, and they're fixing to find out. Is, you know, last year at Hive Life, you know, there's always some things that happen behind the scenes, and we definitely don't want anybody to have to experience those things, because the goal was always for everybody to just have a wonderful experience. That's what it's for. I mean, we want people to just have fun. I have in the past, and still, you know, an old friend of mine that's, unfortunately doesn't seem to be that way anymore, was a business partner. His name's Dustin Wiggins, and he was, in business with me on the bee business, and also, was a, part of Hive Life, and when we founded that, so was Laurel. And as of June this year, that is no longer the case in regards to Hive Life. And I'm still in Tennessee's Bees, but that's actively progressing, and we'll see where that goes. Dustin and I, unfortunately, after last year's event, had a falling out. A little disagreement on some things. I never imagined it would lead us here at all, and I'm very sad that it has come to that. I'm no longer associated with Hive Life, and neither is Laurel. It's a lot. So, you know, we obviously are super sad by all this, because the community is extremely important. Oh my goodness, I didn't turn my phone off. And you know, all the work that we put into it was worth it for the joy and pleasure we saw other beekeepers getting to. You know, also, I'd like to say that, you know, Dustin and I, you know, well, I already said that, sorry. Basically, we had a disagreement over his company that he had at the conference, Appalachian Hivery. And, you know, and That was his business and was solely his. I never was associated with that. I was associated with him with the conference, but the disagreement led us to a point where we needed to separate. And I'd also like to add that some of you who are watching this have heard from Dustin and have received information from him on why I'm not associated with Hive Life, and those statements are not true. So there's a lot to unpack, and there will be a lot more in the future being released. I wish I could say a lot more. Those who watch me regularly know how I usually don't hold anything back, and sometimes that's, you know, I just say stuff on my live chat. However, this is not one of those times, and I'm really excited about our new conference, though. Laurel and I are going to be doing some more stuff.
Cayman, we're real excited about what you and Laurel can do. I think all of us know behind every good man's an even better woman. And the time that I spent with you and Laurel, I think that's evident by anyone who spent any time with you guys. You guys working together with that mission where it's about the people. It's you guys have helped influence associations, conferences, and over the entire country, you've influenced folks to take a closer look at what they're doing and make it about the people. When you're in a situation like this and you have to present this side of the story, unfortunately, that goes with anything that's great in its building. There's that opportunity for it to be torn down, and that's life. But I think what makes this special is here you guys are. You're not quitting. You're not giving up. You're going to make this thing bigger and better. And, you know, from all of us here at the Stream Team, our collaborations, we want you guys to know that we're in your corner. We're here for you guys. If it were not for you guys literally putting your neck out on the line and taking all this risk to put the conference together to begin with, a lot of these opportunities would have never bloomed, would have never have grown, and a lot of us wouldn't be where we are because of that. So from all of us, we sincerely thank you guys. And we're terribly sorry to hear that this is where you guys are at with this. That being said, there's also a little side of excitement. You know, there is a silver lining into this because you guys are going to do some awesome things moving forward. Is there anything that you can share with us tonight about what the future of the conference that you will be a part of, what that might look like?
I can a little bit. So there's going to be a lot more coming. I can't give the whole thing away today, but you guys will be one of the first to know all the juicy details. And, you know, everything in the past and everything in the future has always been built on the community. And you know, I've been blessed and given so much more than I appreciate your words, but I feel like I've been blessed by this community way more than I've blessed others. Just people have taught me so much and have been so supportive, you guys as well. And so we're going to keep doing what we've always done, focus on the beekeeper and the beekeeping community number one. I mean, that's what we've done before. That's all we know. And so we're going to keep it that. So I can't give a location today. Can't even give you the conference name today, unfortunately. But let me tell you, the next 7 to 10 days are going to be the most interesting of my life today, and I hope that they'll always remain the most interesting 7 to 10 days of my life. We'll be running another bee conference. Laurel and I will be the sole owners of this conference, and you know, having Laurel as a boss, I've already dealt with that for 12 years, so that's pretty easy to adjust to. And, you know, I'm excited because we learned so much from past things that we've done, and we are going to be able to build upon that, even though we're starting from scratch, so to speak. It's really not. The people are what has made everything possible in the future. It's what's made our YouTube channel. And I wish everyone knew what I know on how much impact it's had on the industrial side of beekeeping, the innovations. Oh my goodness. I haven't been able to post very many videos this year because I've been bogged down with a lot of stuff over the last few months. And you know what, though? There's a lot of stuff that I'm going to eventually get around to, and there's just so much cool product innovations. There's so much education going on, and so our new conference is going to be bringing more cool bee gadgets, more innovation, more opportunities for education, for darn sure. It's going to be more fun, and there's just so much more that we can offer. And I really can't wait to share it with you. And what I hope that people will take away from this is not be depressed. I know I would be extremely depressed if I didn't have such a amazing amount of friends in this beekeeping community. I mean, if I took an hour, I couldn't count all of them. And, you know, that's just, it's surprising because, you know, when I was a kid, I was always the odd kid. You know, the name starts at it, right? And then I was into bees and raising chickens and bluegrass music. And so, you know, I didn't have any kids my age to be around because they wanted to do other things. And so really when I got into beekeeping and I got to be part of that community, you know, that's where I have almost all of my friends, and through that I've developed a lot of very close friends outside of beekeeping, and a lot of support spiritually in the realm from beekeeping as well. And so, you know, I Laurel and I cannot be more grateful to what the beekeeping community has brought to us. So what we're going to be doing next is to just bring as much as we can and give as much as we can, and we're just so thankful because, you know, guys like you and so many of you in the comments, and I've seen so many of these, and I wish I had time to shake each one of your hand and say thank you and tell you how much that you mean to Laurel and I. But you know, when you guys are there and we're going to see you in the future, it's going to be a reunion, it's like it's always been, and you guys are going to bring what makes you special and an important part of this community. And I'm not looking to something that we've done before. I'm looking to something beyond that, and we're super excited. I think that information should be available within the next 7 to 10 days. It's going to be a whopper, and it's going to be fun. And I want folks to make sure that everybody knows, though, because there has been some rumors and also some lies spread that Laurel and I are still part of the Hive Life Conference, and some of those are nefarious in nature, and some of those are very innocent in nature, and some people just don't know, and people need to know that Laurel and I will have nothing to have to do with Hive Life. That still will be going on, though. But we also are going to be able to have our own, and I can't wait to see as many of you who will come.
Well, Cayman, where you go, we go. The Stream team will be there. Nature's Zermage Farm will be right there with you too. And I've got just a hunch that the rest of our great vendors that we're honored to call friends will be there too. The conference that you and Laurel built is more than a community. It's not just a get-together. It's a homecoming when we all get together. And it's because we're all family. And what family does when things get thick and times get tough, we stick together. We're going to dig in there together and help make this thing be as successful as we can, because that's what it's about. It's about the people and nothing else. And you guys are doing a great job, and we thank you.
Well, thank you, guys. Brian, Bruce, Greg, you know, just thank you so much for letting me come on. Everyone who's in the comments, you know, stay tuned, and you know, just yeah, stay tuned. It's fixing to get interesting.
Cayman, we know you got to run. You got a busy schedule coming up here. We appreciate, as always, the collaboration, but more importantly, the friendship. Thanks for everything you guys have done, and we are looking forward to learning all the details on when and where we can jump right along and follow Cayman and Laurel on the next beekeeping conference. So thanks for taking time to be with us tonight. We wish you all the best, and we'll be praying for you, Cayman.
Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Cayman. Wow.
What, man. I mean, what can you say other than wow?
Yeah. All I know is that, this community is going to be loyal, I think, to Cayman. Everybody recognizes where the strength and the brains behind that conference came from. And it's just going to be I think it'll be bigger and better, and he'll actually be free of some of the things that have tied him down in the past. So I think it's going to be even better. And, it's just going to be, I'm sure he and Laura learned a lot of lessons through this, obviously, even through the first 3 years of that conference. And they're going to have run an even better, cleaner conference. There's no doubt about it. And I plan on being there. So, I think from seeing the comments that there's going to be a lot of folks, there's going to be a lot of cancellations, maybe of hotels and stuff. And then a lot of people just waiting to see what's next. It's kind of, in a way, I think, was it you, Greg, that said, or Cayman said, it's kind of, there's some excitement actually in the air about it. It's kind of like, well, hey, I'm kind of ready to go. Let's go. Let's get it done. Let's see what you got coming on. So I'm really excited about it. It's kind of a shock, but then again, it's an excitement. A lot of things, a lot of movement, a lot of moving parts in the beekeeping world right now. And Cayman's at the forefront of that.
Mm-hmm. It's hard, there's so many different ways to kind of break this down, and look at it. And that's kind of what we're doing now, is just thinking, there's a lot that we don't know, we can't get into, and it's not for us to know. But what we can do is you'll know a tree by its fruit. And when I look at the Reynolds, the fruit is obvious. The fruit's apparent. Even though the weather and there might be storms, we know that tree by its fruit. And I think that's something important to keep in mind here. What they've done has been so impactful in so many different ways. When you build something, any of us who have spent any time building a business, a brand, heck, even if you were in high school and you were in a rock and roll band, how many times did you change the name? How many YouTube channels out here started off at the name we're at now? I know we didn't. How many times has the brand name evolved and evolved and evolved? And eventually you get to that thing where it is literally meant to be. Hive Life is nothing but a name to me. It was about the people. It was about the community. It was about the family. Truth be told, I could care less what it's called. I'm there to support the community and the people. And that's the important thing. So, as Cayman said, there's going to be a Hive Life conference somewhere, and Cayman's going to be doing a conference.
That's right.
Where you go is totally up to you, and I'm not here to dissuade folks from going to Hive Life, and I'm not here to persuade folks to go where Cayman goes. I'm just here to say you will know a tree by its fruit, and what's done in the darkness will be brought to the light. Where Cayman goes, we're going to go to. That's where the community is. That's where the people is. And to me, that's what matters.
I think the best thing to do with this whole situation is to not focus on the negatives, not focus on what has happened in the past. Even though it's been I can't comprehend what Cayman and Laurel have gone through with this close friend having this disagreement and this happening from them, basically this thing that they've built being yanked out from under them. But let's just focus on the future, and let's just be excited about that. And, we don't even have to almost even acknowledge what's happened in a way, is because that's in the past now. And Cayman kind of came on, and he said what needed to be said about that. And so I think we just need to move forward, and it's coming, and it's going to be, like I said before, better than ever before. I don't know what the size is going to be, what it's going to entail. But the fact is that we have a lot of loyal people on here to this community, to him, to Cayman, and what they've created. And it, like you say, it is about the people, and the name is just a name. And so, man, I'm really kind of excited about it.
Yeah, I've already said it as well. Hive Life, it's just a name. I every year, the last 2 years, I went to Hive Life because I wanted to see the people in the comments. I wanted to see you guys. And that was it, to go and, like for me, being the hobbyist. Remember, I'm the hobbyist, you know, closet sideliner, whatever. For me to go and strike up deals with vendors, things like that, truthfully, I was not interested. My entire goal of by going to that conference was to meet people that watch us, you know, just and grow this community. And the community, I think, you know, like some people said that this is going to be a blessing in disguise. Wherever the conference is held, and I have said it could be called the B conference, whatever it might be, I'll go. And I think Cayman and Laurel are going to have a huge surprise in that when everything is announced and when there are ticket sales, I think they're going to be pleasantly surprised with the support that those two receive. It's just, I know that everybody in these comments, and I know even people that are going to watch this on replay, are going to jump to support those two.
It's going to be a hot ticket, maybe even hotter than Hive Life was, no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of folks who have spent time and checked in. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, for your comments, for your support. You know, it's in situations like this, you know, we have said it for years. You know, the Stream Team really bloomed and blossomed because we were just three creators of content, right? Just trying to figure this out. How do we share this experience in beekeeping, right? And we helped each other out. We helped Bruce out with a little bit of audio and how to get on and do this. And one thing led to another. And I don't believe in coincidence. And even though these times might be tough and the storms might be raging, that's where you find that strength. That's where you do lean on God. That's where there is that lighthouse. And when we showed up to Hive Life and everyone said, you guys need to do that more often, that is awesome. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. You know, that helped to inspire and influence us to keep going with it, turn it into this thing called the Stream Team, and in turn has also helped to influence and inspire folks to do the same thing. Not to be like us, not to do this. It has nothing to do with us. It's about sharing your experience, building that community, being there for each other. It's not just about beekeeping. It's about being your brother's keeper. And right now, that's what we're called to do. And that's what we're doing. What I really respect and appreciate about what Cayman has done is as sticky and dicey and tough and dirty and ugly and nasty of a situation that this probably is, none of us, but more importantly, Cayman is not dragging Dustin through the mud or Appalachian Ivory. Just simply said, you know what? We had a disagreement. We're no longer partnering with Hive Life, and it is what it is. They're moving forward. And you got to respect that, because how many of us in that same situation would have been running our mouth, would have been trying to cause trouble for the other guy? It's not about taking shots across the bow. It's not about that at all. You know, no amount of fear tactics and trying to scare folks not to say this, don't do this, don't share this, don't do that. That's not going on. You'll know a tree by its fruit, and the truth is evident. In this case, it's self-evident. And we're here to support the Reynolds family, this community, move this movement forward. Do what we can to support, and that's it. It's about keeping this thing positive and moving forward, and no one's looking back. As far as I'm concerned, what happened, that was yesterday. It's all about moving forward, and I think that that's really exciting.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'd encourage everybody that, you know, that's on here live. You know, there's obviously a lot of people that can't be on here tonight. We do have a really good crowd tonight, but just share this video with anyone that you know that's interested in Hive Life or has been there. Let them know kind of what's going on. And I think the best way to get that information is straight from the horse's mouth. Cayman was on here, as we all know. And, you know, I think that's the best way for them to be able to find out straight from him and see what's going on. But I know I've said it several times already. I can't explain how excited I am for the future. I think it's going to be even better. I just really do. I believe that fully. Because, you know, and the other guy, you know, Dustin, if he's able to build something, that, you know, kudos to him. But I'm on Cayman's side. I'm going to hang with Cayman. I don't have any interest in going to that conference now. I can only make one or two conferences a year, and that's the one I'll be at, wherever Cayman is.
Yep.
Thank everybody for all the super chats coming in, guys. We really appreciate that.
If you can tell, we're kind of just we're still in a little bit of shock and trying to just
process
this and to keep this dialogue open and moving forward as the days as tonight goes on. This video is shared and folks are viewing it and drawing their own conclusions, and I feel like what's on my heart is that you will know a tree by its fruit. That's an important thing to kind of keep in mind. Yappy the Bee Man has a comment here, and it says, I'm excited to see the next step of growth with our bee family, no matter where it is. This next step will be greater than we can imagine. 100%, Yappy. If what Cayman and Laurel and their team has done has been a great benefit for you, leave us a comment here, and we'll throw it up there. They've been able to help so many folks just in so many different ways, not just with their beekeeping, but one thing is there's so many great organizations and dealers and businesses. One, we've got Anuro with Pierce Beekeeping Equipment, and he says, we will never attend Hive Life without Cayman. He is the rock and the foundation for that organization. Cayman will come out of this great. We can't wait till he starts his new conference. Thanks, Anura at Peace, at Pierce. Great products, great company.
Could you say it any better than that?
I think we all know that. You just and again, this is not about tearing down the other guy. This is not about trying to belittle or tear the other conference down. But the fact of the matter is, we're with Cayman. You'll know a tree by its fruit. I'm not sure how many more times I'm going to say that. But that is just pressed on my heart so hot and so heavy right now. And I think the truth is evident. But,
I remember, I guess it was, 3 years ago, the first year they did the conference, I didn't go, but I was on the phone with Cayman, and my channel was much smaller back then. And he was just helping me through some things, and he was kind of throwing the idea out there of a conference. And I just really, it wasn't that I wasn't interested. I just didn't really know what they were trying to do. But, the first year they had just a few hundred people there. And when I heard about how it went, just that first time, I had to go to the next one. I had to go. And so, and then after the first one I went to, which was 2021, 2022, I didn't have a choice. I had to go to the last one. And so It's just a matter of that momentum that is just growing. And it's just going to continue to grow. It's just going to be with a different brand, a different name. And the feelings that are there, the actually family atmosphere. I just think about some of the people that I sat down with at Hive Life, at Hive Life this past year at the conference, and just got to know, just sat down one-on-one. I wasn't able to make many of the talks. The ones I went to were great, many of the classes, but just hanging out with folks that we see on the comment section over here, it's just a great experience. And not only are we able to meet you guys out there, the ones in the comments here and all you guys personally, but you can meet each other. It's just such a cool thing. And that's something that I think a lot of conferences don't have to offer as much. Obviously, there's obviously community at every conference. But, man, this thing, there's something about the way that Cayman and Laurel have gone about it, the personalities. And just to see the absolute fatigue, that Cayman had as he put on the last two conferences that I've been at, just completely drained every ounce of energy and strength that he has gone into these, him and Laurel both, and everyone involved, all the people working behind the scenes. And so, it's just, and he cares about doing the quality product, and it is his baby. It is who he is. And he is doing it for the community, but also he really is a pioneer in the beekeeping world. And so, I think it's a cool thing to be a part of this and to know him and what he's done. And so looking forward to it.
I can't even imagine. I mean, like myself, I know the growth that I have had in just my beekeeping. And it's been because of the friendships and, all of the information that has been shared has allowed me to grow and get to where I am now, with my bees. There's so many just friendships out there that have just blossomed from this, you know, and like you said, Bruce and Greg, you know, I mean, you know, the first time I went, it was the second year. I wanted to go to the first year, but I was just getting over COVID. So, you know, I physically, I couldn't go. That second year, it's just to say that, you know, I was blown away with the conference that came and put together, you know, and then to see how it just blossomed this last year, you know, the beginning of this year, you know, and you walk in and like Cayman said, I mean, he hit the nail right on the head. It's going to be a reunion wherever it is, you know, just so it's not in Alaska or somewhere like that. That might be a little difficult for people to go. I probably would still make it though, you know, other than I. Oh,
sounds like a challenge. Where's Tennessee? I'll go pick somebody up through a blizzard. That sounds like a right. good time.
Exactly. You know, I would get in some salmon fishing if it was in Alaska. But, you know, that said, wherever it is at, I would love to see the look on Cayman's face day one when that line is stretched out the door and it's stretched out through a parking lot and heck every yeah. single person is there to support Cayman and Laurel. It's just, it's going to be amazing time. It is.
So it's going to be a homecoming and it's going to be special for sure. If anything, this is going to catapult this movement in a way that we can't even begin to imagine. I want to thank Terry Chapman with Guardian Bee Apparel has a comment here. He created the perfect environment to highlight companies like Guardian Bee Apparel. A community doesn't need a specific name or address. I personally am thankful and will always be. Terry, right on. Guardian Bee Apparel. That's with Nature's Image Farm and Guardian Bee Apparel. So stay tuned to that too. They were just flooded with so many comments in support of Cayman and it's overwhelming the comments here in support of Cayman and Laurel. I think the hashtag is where you go, we go. That's just the overwhelming response here is where you go, we go. A lot of folks are really, I think, tuned into that. There are so many folks here. Terry Chapman, Willow Tree Apiary, Bruce's Bees, Castle Hives, our pal J.W. Irwin, our Ohio friend Kenneth Bach, Diane Morris, Bohemia Bees, Miss Martha Keeling, J.C. Apiary, and Matt Kirkland. I want to thank all you guys for your support. We're going to make sure that this goes to a fantastic cause. I got a feeling you know what that is, we're gonna pass this on. We're going to pay that forward. Thank you for doing that. Thanks for helping us be a lighthouse. You guys are awesome. There's so many great comments here. I think if anything, you know, it's this is a good reminder that you know what you do. With your time on this earth matters. And there's going to be accountability in this life and the next. And what I'm overwhelming the support here with everybody is they are just right there, ready and willing. Throw us out the dates. We'll be there. Just an incredible outpouring of support here. I want to thank everyone just for that support. You know, these kind of things were actually, if anything, this community now is going to explode and just be so much more tighter knit and just bring just a lot more forward. And Mark Miller, great comment. The Lord works in mysterious ways. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. You know, what else can we say from there? You know, there it is. Great, great hashtag. Where you go, we go. Yep.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Our friend Stan Gore with Texas Friendly Beekeepers, Hives for Heroes 100%, Cayman and Laurel Reynolds. Absolutely. Yep.
Yappy. This is the South. You don't mess with family.
That's a great comment. Yeah, throw that up there, Brian. Yeah, Mike Berry. Oh, good to see Mike. Haven't heard from Mike in a little while, so hope he's doing good. The community will be much stronger for this. Right on, Mike. Absolutely. And, long time listener, Don Bearden. I think everyone is in agreement. Well, I think the eyes have it. But yeah, a lot of great comments in here. Dwayne and Kimberly, Dogwood Ridge Bees, great folks doing great work. We're always supporting them and what they're doing. They're always in our prayers too. Looks like we have been to all three Hive Life conferences. We are sticking with Cayman and consider it number four. That's it. Yep. Dogwood Ridge Bees are awesome. Check them out.
Yeah. Do you, Greg, I know I saw a couple comments just asking, what did I miss? Just joined in. Do you want to go over a recap of just like a short, brief 1 minute, just recap of what's.
Yeah. If you are just tuning in tonight.
We got 251 people on here now. So we've got probably about double what we have when Cayman was talking.
We're about 40 minutes in. We had Cayman Reynolds on at the very beginning. Cayman had some news that he wanted to break here first. He wanted to let everybody know what the situation is with the conference. If you go back and listen, he'll have a lot more details. But in short, Cayman Reynolds and Laurel Reynolds are no longer a part of the Hive Life conference. They've had a, as Cayman put it, a disagreement. They have split ways with their business partner, Dustin Wiggins. So they are no longer attached to Hive Life. And the good news is they're building back even better, even stronger. And judging by just the comments in this 40-minute conversation, everyone's right there with them. Where they go, we go. It's not for me to get into details. I'm not privy to that information. And truth be told, I don't really care. Like we have said over and over again, you'll know a tree by its fruit. Where Cayman goes, that's where we go. This is one big family. And like all of us know, families aren't perfect. Things happen. And it's about what we do in those moments where the rubber actually hits the road. What do we do when those times get tough, right? We're not here to name call. We're not here to belittle. We're not here to pull down, drag down, or put anybody through the mud. That's not for us to do. All we're here to do is to support our brother as a brother's keeper. And so and tonight we're just here with support for Cayman and Laurel Reynolds as they figure this out. I mean, that's, you know, how many of us have families and businesses and have done everything we can to put ourselves out there? We've stretched ourselves physically, emotionally, even spiritually, financially, to build something. Things happen. And I wouldn't wish this on anybody. Nobody. I wouldn't wish this on any party involved in this, because that is just, this is about one of the most terrible things when it comes to any kind of a business are these things like this. You know, in their situation, as Cayman described, they just, they weren't seeing eye to eye. And all the rest of those details, I'll check back at the beginning of the video. I'm not going to speak to them. They're not my details to share. Tonight, only thing that we're doing tonight is just getting that message out there for Cayman and just help be in that platform for him, supporting him and Laurel as they move forward with this. But it my gut's in knots for him. It's absolutely heartbreaking to build something like this. And to have it look like it falls apart right in front of your face, have to rebuild this whole thing. But if there's anyone else to do it, it's going to be them. Pierce Beekeeping Equipment says we should have a T-shirt at the next Cayman conference. Where Cayman goes, we go. Come on. If it's on a T-shirt, it's true. It's got to be true. So, hey, everyone just...
One thing, too, and you briefly mentioned, I think, Greg, is that he, you know, though he is no longer a part, he and Laurel are no longer a part of Hive Life, they do have a conference in the works. So, don't give up on them. It's going to happen. So for those who have tuned in late, you know, I believe it's going to be bigger. It's going to be better. I think it's going to be even better. I think they're going to take the things they've learned from Hive Life and use that as a foundation to even build a much stronger building and an even better conference. And so I just can't even imagine how incredible it's going to be.
You know, I think this goes back to, the house built on a rock, a house built on the sand. This was a learning opportunity for them. The next house that they build, you can guarantee is going to be on a rock solid foundation. And it's going to just grow and boom and be that thing. So if you are tuning in, yes, Cayman Reynolds is and Laurel Reynolds are no longer a part of the Hive Life Conference. There's been a breakup with all of that. They're moving on to bigger and better things as well, and they are going to have a conference. So there is the conference that is all about the people is going to happen. What those details are, we don't know yet. Cayman is going to share that as soon as he is able. As you can imagine, with any kind of a business or organization, when there is some turmoil and some rough seas, you know, they've got to go about that a certain way. And so once they are able to share details and disclose all that information, they're going to. So for now, tonight is just to get that message out there and to let all you folks listening tonight, you know, that's why these things are special. It's about the people. It's about the community. It's about being your brother's keeper. And that's why we're banding together for our brothers, for our sisters. It matters. These things matter. And Cayman and Laurel have built something that will absolutely 100% withstand every storm. It doesn't need a name. It is what it is. And that's a really special thing.
Absolutely, man. Good stuff. Wow. Power-packed 45 minutes here. We did get a couple more super chats coming in, Greg. I can't remember who they were. It was
Bruce Brown. Yeah. Thanks a lot for that. If I missed any, Brian, if I missed any more, we'll make sure to cruise through here.
There you go. That's right.
Alejandro Orchard Napier, thank you. Yep. We've got our brother from clear over on the other side, Richard Null, tuning in. Definitely be with you, Cayman, Laurel, and your family. The family, brothers and sisters, hashtag build it bigger. Richard Null, thanks for tuning in. It was great seeing Richard at the conference and looking forward to checking him out again. If you haven't already, make sure you check out Richard Knoll's YouTube channel. I love tuning in and seeing all the things that he's doing. Not only is he an owl aficionado, but a beautiful building, really making it happen. Super cool dude. It was absolutely, we're going to beat a dead horse here at some point. But I just want you to think about this for a second. Here's a guy like Richard Knoll. Richard Knoll all the way across the ocean, just doing his beekeeping thing, sharing it on YouTube, right? And because of the conference and how it was put together and the people that were going to be there, he was able to come all the way over here to the States, be a part of that, share that with us. That's a big deal. We're not just talking about a little quick conference, you know? We're not just talking about a little trade show. We're talking about family. And that's awesome. So, Richard, thanks for tuning in tonight.
Got another $50 super chat from Martha. Thanks, Martha.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Martha. That's awesome.
Man, so many folks on here. It's great stuff.
Wow. I don't even know what to say.
Our buddy Randy McCaffrey.
Yeah.
628 Dirt Rooster. Bigger and better. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, the only thing I'm going to have to say is just so it's not the second week of August next year. So.
Yeah.
What's the second week of August for you for next year?
My second child is getting married. it's on a Friday again. So, but I'll tell you what, and everybody will hear it. No matter where the conference is at, if it is in August of 2024, I will drive overnight again. It's just the simple fact of it, you know, this community is so amazing and, you know, I wouldn't miss it. I would never miss it. So.
Well, fellas, tonight's not about us. It's all about what we can do to help support Cayman and Laurel Reynolds in their future endeavor. Wow. Larabies, thank you for that. Build it bigger, hashtag. If you guys don't know, Rob and Lori and Pops over at Larabies, salt of the earth, absolutely an honor to call them friends. They're really family to us. We are honored to call them that. We love them to pieces. They're just have been great supporters of Nature's Image Farm, the Stream Team, Cayman and Laurel Reynolds Bee Conferences, great folks creating great products to help beekeepers do great things with their bees. So Rob and Lori, we appreciate you. And thanks that super chat. Great comment here. Grammy's Midwife Suburban Homestead, Lisa. Make sure you check out her channel. She actually has a very rare, super unique video of her, when she came out to Nature's Image Farm. Now, if there are young ears in the cornfield, I'll give you a 3-second warning because this is going to get a little graphic. But we actually captured a virgin queen getting caught up into a swarm after a mating flight with an endophallus still attached. Pretty cool. Pretty unique. Hardly anyone gets to see that. We caught that. She got the video and photo. Check out her channel, Grammy Midwife Suburban Homestead. Check out that video. It's pretty unique. Pretty cool.
Yeah,
her
comment.
Cool. Yeah, that's awesome. Be the change, wow. Lisa.
That's right.
Jed, thanks, man.
Wow. Holly.
Jed, wow. $100. I will be there. That is awesome. I'm so excited. That's amazing. Thank you for that. We appreciate you, Jed.
Wow.
Well, man, our buddy Tom, Mac Apiary Bees, super sticker, $50. Man, you're awesome. That's awesome. Thank you so much for that.
Wow.
I mean, come on, guys. What all that has, anything that needed to be said has been said. More importantly, the support here in the comments and the super chats, unbelievable. That's
thanks, Dwayne. Thanks, Dwayne.
You know, this is gonna turn into like when the Beatles first arrived into the States. The doors for this conference are gonna open, and it's just gonna be like a mad rush. Everybody cheering on Cayman.
Oh, that's great.
It is.
Dwayne, thank you. Dwayne Von Bargen, thank you for that super chat. You guys are awesome. Well, you know, I think Hive Life just had a primary swarm. Well, it might have been a primary abscond, but we'll see. Again, you know, as this... I do want to say this, and I mean this. To me, it doesn't matter why Cayman and Dustin had a disagreement. Those details, they're not for me to know. That's not my business. What is important to me is no matter those details, it's not for me, it's not for us to drag either one of them through the mud as they work through this and figure it out. I wouldn't wish this on any of them, okay? I don't have the details. I don't know the details, but still, I wouldn't wish this on anybody. This is a lot to handle, a lot to work through, a lot to deal with. And my heart especially breaks for the Reynolds family. They've put it all on the line for it, and here they are. So let's keep that in mind as this story unfolds. It broke here. There's going to be a lot more information in the future. Let's just keep that in mind. That let's keep this thing positive. Let's lift them both up in prayer. Let's keep them in as much love as we possibly can. That's the true testament. When things get tough, what are you going to do? How are you going to act? You know, that is a true testament of the fruit that you bear as well. Great comment from Yappy. As we close this thing out tonight, great idea, Yappy. What's some of your favorite memories of Cayman's previous conference? Yappy, now why Yappy's here? I've got him. We're going to hold him accountable. Look, Cayman said, hey, there's big news. There's some changes. Let's talk about it. Yappy, I was scared for you. I mean, I'm just going to put it out there. I was absolutely scared for you because I thought for a moment that maybe, just maybe, this whole thing caught fire and burned down. Named Frank. And I'm glad it didn't. There's always next year, Yappy. Make sure Frank comes back too. that was a lot of fun. One of my favorite memories, actually, there are so many, but one of the ones that I will absolutely never, ever forget is here comes Yappy, and he comes to sit down at our podcast booth, and Yappy's got this big corrugated box. And I'm thinking, wow, that's a heck of a lunchbox. I mean, what in the world's in that thing? And it's not that it had a smell, but like when you're on a farm, you just, every critter has a smell. You know, a Jersey cow smells a certain way. A large black hog smells a certain way. A box of bees has a certain smell in a certain way. And this box just had a smell in a certain way. And I'm thinking, what in tarnation is that? And next thing you know, I think it was was it Roy Adams? Somebody asked Roy, or somebody asked Yappy, what's in that box? You going to open it? And the box says, do not open. Of course, leave it to Roy to ask him that question. Yappy looks around and goes, yeah. Opens it up. And what is inside? A red tail hawk named Frank. One of the most coolest things in the world is having that interview where we've got Steve Jimenez from Hives for Heroes. Shout out to them and all the things that they do. Save bees, save vets. If you're interested in stepping up, serving those that did serve, hey, think about being a mentor. If you're new to beekeeping, you're looking for a little guidance, and you are a military veteran or first responder, check out hivesforheroes.com. Steve is sitting there. Our buddy Fred Dunn with the Way to Bee podcast is sitting there. Yappy's sitting there. And there's Frank. Frank's just right there up on Yappy's arm. And I mean, look, Fred Dunn is like the epitome of just bee, bird, flower, camera, macro photography geniusness, right? Like, it would take, I kind of feel bad for his wife. Like, how do you impress Yappy? I mean, how do you impress Fred? Like, Fred's just all, how do you impress Fred? A red tail hawk. Yappy nailed it. That's one of my absolute favorite memories from Cayman's conference. So that's pretty cool. If you have a favorite memory from the conference, leave it in the comment here below. Bruce, what about you? What's one of your favorite memories from Cayman's conference?
Well, it's just hard to say because there are so many. I can't remember all the names. I can't remember. I mean, just the excitement in the room. Last year, I remember this past conference, I was in there a little bit early and was at the registration desk and looked out the doors and people were lined up and waiting to come in. And when those doors opened, people just flooded the place and I kind of walked in with them and it was just a really neat experience and just the excitement. And I just got to be honest with you, Greg, some of the best times I've had were just hanging out with your family and eating with you guys and other people, like just going to restaurants afterwards and just people in there from the conference, you know, people getting to meet people, whether, you know, Richard, or I was there, and Bob Benny, and like you and Brian, and, you know, the one I was at in 2021, when it was over, let's see, 2022, I get confused with these years because it's so early in the year, but in 2022, last year, not this past year, but the year before, I remember, I think you were there, Greg. Brian, I think you had to leave for whatever reason, but the whole thing was over. It was Saturday night, and we were at the hotel there just kind of hanging out. And if you remember, Greg, we kind of helped some folks load up out behind the conference center there. And I love that kind of stuff, just hanging out with folks and helping like that. And we went in and about to call tonight, and we just sat down to have some dinner and came in, and Bob Benny walked in, and we just kind of hung out and just got to know them a little bit. So just the fact that you can be in such close contact with people that you see over the airwaves, over the YouTubes, as you call them, Greg, and just be there around people, both the people that comment in the videos and other YouTube creators, and just got to meet a lot of people. And I was able to watch a few of the talks that first year. And I don't know, man, it's just the whole thing, the whole vibe, the whole community, the whole feel that's there, just the excitement that's there. And it's just a really neat thing that I think all of us have a hard time putting into words. Everybody in here probably would, but it's just a cool thing. But if you look at my video from a couple of years ago, that I got a picture that night with Bob and Cayman for the thumbnail. And that was just a really cool, really cool evening. Just the people that I met wow, Brian, thanks, man. That's awesome. But really, you know, and it just moved on into this stream team thing. You know, we had just barely met over the, you know, online right before that conference, and then we were able to meet there and kind of get this thing kicked off. And it's just the whole, who would have thought that all this would even be going on? You know, a couple of years ago, I would have had no idea that this would even be possible. I'll tell you too, Brian. Thanks, Brian, so much. Brian and I have become pretty close friends through this whole, over the last few months. He came and helped me harvest, and we've had multiple phone calls and talked a lot about different things about bees and just things like that. You know, Lisa, Ed, all the people I've met locally and all across the country because of this community. It's just been incredible.
Brian Lee, thank you for that super chat. And it was actually pretty cool. The comments are flying in here so quick. But there was a comment from Jason at Bohemia Bees that one of his favorite memories was the fellas there that were trading up, and I believe it was Brian Lee's boys that they started with a swarm.
Andrew was at my – he helped harvest that day as well when Brian came down. We pulled some honey up in Ozark, and he was down there to help with us harvest that day in a couple of spots. And so just some good kids, just a cool family, man. Just 100%. A great family.
Brian Lee, well done, sir. Those are great, great fellas there. And that was cool to see them trade up Swarmler all the way up to a $500 uncapping tank. That was pretty cool. So thanks for that. Shout out to Pappy Richard. His favorite, one of his favorite things about Hive Life was interviewing me about hashtag Be the Lighthouse for his little YouTube channel. Pappy, we really appreciate you. Drop a link here in the comments, Pappy, and we'll shoot folks over to your channel, and they can see more about that interview and see what you're up to with your beekeeping. One of the coolest things that one of my favorite things about this community is we don't get a chance to do them. The kind of what we do as a stream team is kind of adapted over time. But one of the early things that I liked about the stream team was when we could do pop-ons and we would bring on other channels who were just getting their feet wet or just trying to get a grip or find a little traction and doing that and kind of put them on the spot. So I think it's about time for another stream team pop-on. If you've got a YouTube channel and you're looking for a little help, you want to try to maybe see it grow a little bit, gain some traction, reach out, shoot us an email at naturesimagefarm@gmail.com. And let's just put together another little pop-on just to appreciate what we're all doing. It is not about who has the most subs, who has the best videos. What it's about is just being real, sharing what you're doing with your bees. What is it about those bugs in the box? That's what it's all about. And I think that's what makes this community so special is the authenticity, how genuine so many of these folks are. That makes all the difference in the world.
Brian, what's your greatest memory?
Man, I mean, there's so many. You know, like you said, it's just, you know, I forget a lot of names of the people I met, but, you know, we know, like, those that are always in the comments, you know, I could go down a list, meeting Don Bearden and just, you know, meeting Yappy or two and Dirt Rooster and, you know, Bob Benny and, but just, I mean, a slew of other people, you know, Brad with Cajun, you know, Lee, you know, just everybody, you know, I mean, it just, I can't pinpoint it on one favorite memory because it's all, you know, I guess it's all kind of grouped into one, you know, just having been able to meet so many people literally from all over the country. You know, and that's the thing that's amazing also. I do remember like year two, you know, Jose, you know, popped out last minute. He was able to attend, you know, and just getting to hang out with everybody. It was just so awesome.
We got to find out when Jose's birthday is and everyone just chip in and just send him like 50 pounds of fried okra. I love it. Care package, hashtag stream team cares.
Oh, man.
I'm sure it'd be real good by the time it got to his place.
Yeah, well, that was pretty funny. So the little story on that, you know, one of the Ian Stepler checked in a little while ago, and he has said it and has just been absolutely spot on with it. One of the greatest things about conferences is not the conference. It's about the people. And sometimes when you're in a conference, whether you're a speaker or you're a vendor or you're an attendee, the little opportunities, either just before it gets starts, maybe during or after, to be able to break bread, sit down, and have that one-on-one time with folks, that is really where a lot of the just really special relationships develop. And that is where, and I don't want to get too sentimental about this, but this is where that very special relationship between Jose Uribe and Fried Okra started. It was just one of those special things to see where we're trying to set this man up with Southern barbecue, right? What to get, you know, da da da. And we're like, Fried Okra, man, that is the flavor. That's where it's at. Fried Okra, man, he was a sport. Get him a big plate of Fried Okra. And here he is looking at this thing like, what do I do with this? I'm like, what do you mean? What do you do with that? You eat it. How do I eat it? Well, I mean, So what he did, he goes to taste one, and you could just see his eyes light up, and you just get that crisp, but that slimy okra thing going. And he was just like, y'all ain't right. There's just no way. But he was a good sport. You know what he did is he pulled the breading off of every single piece of okra and ate the breading. So if you're wondering, how does Jose Uribe eat fried okra? Breading only. And now you know.
Hey, thanks so much, Steve. That's a great comment as well. It's a blessing that it happened now. Can you imagine if happening year one or two, the Reynolds will rise like a phoenix, and that is true.
Oh, man. Spot on.
Thanks, ECP, for that super chat as well.
ECP, that is Chris Chadwick.
Chris, yeah, Chris.
The prospector himself. You know, what a cool guy he is, too. I was sitting there one night and just was checking up on stuff on my phone real quick. And here he is, and they're doing this thing I never even seen or heard. So if you're into coins and like a coin auction kind of a thing, hopefully I'm not butchering that. Definitely check out ECP's YouTube channel. They do this like coin auction and like giveaway thing. Man, I got on there. It was the first time I'd ever gotten on there. I was on there for like 3 seconds, right? And they had a giveaway, right? And it wasn't like a, you know, they just, right? They had a, see if I remember right, you had to pick a, you had to pick a number. Right. And there was like 30, 40, 50 people all, you know, pick a number. I picked the right number. So I had just tuned in. Here's all these people that have probably been following this thing for years and like in that tight community. I just pop in to say, hey, this is cool. What is this? And I win a coin from Chris Chadwick, the prospector himself, ECP. Super cool. We appreciate you guys. Awesome. If you're into coins and that kind of stuff too, check them out. ECP.
Awesome, man. What a night.
Yeah. You know, this year too, I mean, right. Man, just think of, man, I think I went home with so much honey. You know, that's the one thing that I'll remember also. I mean, I remember going home with just, I mean, you know, all the different bottles and, you know, a wine bottle filled with honey and just, yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, amazing. So it's a special thing that has taken place, and it's not going to stop. It won't stop. I mean,
keep on rolling.
There are so many just innovative. I think what I really enjoy and appreciate is, you know, you can sometimes when you get into conference spaces, whether it's your state or other parts of the country, there is a very closed network, and I don't mean anything by this, Bruce, but there's a good old boy network that does occur a lot of times within these conferences, with these B clubs, with associations, right? And there's an awful lot of politics, and it's the worst thing, and it is the ruination of every single organization. That it's eventually is the doom of it. And what was important and special about Cayman's conference, when you have folks like Hives for Heroes that are stepping up in a big way to save bees, save vets, when you've got the Reynolds family stepping up in a big way with youth scholarships, one of the most important things that I think we can do is pass on that torch and get that next generation off to a good start. We have a duty and a responsibility and a calling to do that. You know, we're not just here for us. We're here for the next generation. I love, there's an ancient Greek proverb that is something under the lines of, a society grows great when old men plant trees under the shade they know they'll never sit under. That's a big deal, and that's really important. And then there's a lot of what Cayman and Laurel has done with the conference that is just that. Setting up the youth scholarships and getting that next generation off to a good start are not things that they're going to see fruit of. It's not going to be the shade of the tree that they're going to sit under. It's for somebody else. And that's what we're called to do, is to be a lighthouse to somebody else, help set somebody else up on a path to be successful. In turn, they do the same thing. And I think that's what makes a lot of the communities and the people so great. It's not about just us. It's not just about beekeeping. It's about being a brother's keeper. It's about seeing that next generation get off to a good start. So many collaborative opportunities between YouTube channels, content creators, vendors, attendees, honey judging. Where else on earth can you go other than Cayman's conference where you can see and witness an amazing honey judging opportunity, where you can pick up the latest beekeeping equipment, get the latest cutting edge information right out of the mouth of those that are using it and putting it into practice, and then see your friends and family that are also a part of this beekeeping journey. It's a very special opportunity. It speaks for itself. You'll know a tree by its fruit. If you are just tuning in, I encourage the beginning. We've hashed it out a couple times. All those details are not for us to get into. But in short, Cayman Reynolds, Laurel Reynolds, and their team are no longer a part of the Hive Life Conference. As Cayman stated earlier, he and Laurel and Dustin Wiggins are no longer partners with Hive Life. Cayman and Laurel are starting another conference. They've already have it planned. It's in the works. When and where that will be, they will be releasing here shortly. But I think one thing is for certain. Where they go, we go. That's a really important thing. And be our brother's keeper. Guys, on that note, do you have any final thoughts before we cut loose for tonight?
I think we've pretty much covered it. Once again, thanks everyone for being on here. Just what a tremendous crowd tonight, and it was awesome that Cayman was willing to come on and share that news with us on the stream team. I'm honored that we were able to do it here on our stream, and for so many of you out there that were willing to tune in tonight to see what the news was, and we hope you continue to join us as we move forward and continue to help, you know, hopefully grow the beekeeping community and the stream team community, as well as the Cayman and Laurel, whatever they're doing, that movement that they've created. We hope everyone will just continue to roll right along with us. We look forward to it.
Brian, any final thoughts?
You know, I can just, I'll just add in, I normally defer and I normally say, Greg, you're great with these final thoughts, but I just want to say, you know, thank you for everybody here that took time out and takes time out every week to watch us. But especially tonight, just to show the support for Cayman and Laurel, it's just amazing, you know. Yeah. And that right there, I know, and everybody could see it in Cayman's face. You know, it's got to be such a difficult time that he's going through. But I'll ask everybody, if you can please just share this information out there, and that is just going to speak volumes. You know, it'll really help out Cayman and Laurel if just more folks know that, you know, they will not be at, you know, the prior conference. I'm not even going to say those words. And there will be a new conference that's going to be even better. So, but if you could just share that information out there to everyone that you know, it would just be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, and go back and watch the first part of this video. Share it with folks. It's about the first, 15 or 20 minutes is where Cayman was on. And he shared straight from the horse's mouth exactly what's going on and what needs to be said. So I would go back and watch that before you talk to people to know exactly what the information is from straight from him.
I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight to another Stream Team Beekeeping Chat. A little different than normal, but hey, that's where we're at right now with the hottest news in beekeeping. It's important to keep in mind. We've said it a million times. These things, you know, they happen. It's what we do in these moments that matter. The details, the nitty gritty, that's not for me to know. All those details, who knows? What's important is what we do with this information moving forward. Sharing this content, sharing this video, getting the word out that there is some big changes, and help support Cayman and Laurel and let them know where they go, we go. That's a big deal. As we share this information, as we get this information out to the beekeeping community, I also do want to remind you of the golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. As you're sharing this information, as you're trying to wrap your head around it too, I ask you to keep that in mind. As always, I'll remind you to be the lighthouse and be the change you want to see in this world. We'll see you next time. Thanks for watching.